and welcome to the program. Today we continue in our series on dealing with our feelings. We've been looking at some Bible characters and the circumstances that they went through and how they dealt with them. You and I are going through circumstances every day, and these things are written that we might know how to deal with our circumstances. We've seen in our study that the Bible says all these things happen unto them, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. We're looking at some of these men now in the Old Testament. Today we're going to focus on Abraham. We've talked a little bit about him. Moses, he went through some circumstances. Abraham, he went through some circumstances, and some of those circumstances were positive and some of them were negative. The positive ones tend to make us happy, and the negative ones, well, not so much. Well, the thing about Abraham and Moses is both of them ended up in the faith chapter in Hebrews chapter 11. They were men of faith. However, we'll see as we look at the more details concerning Abraham that feelings took over for his faith, and his faith failed. The message and song we're going to listen to is entitled, I Just Keep Trusting My Lord. Now, that's what Moses should have done instead of getting all pouty and praying to God that he could die. Abraham should have done the same thing. They should have just kept trusting the Lord. Well, these things are written for our admonition, and so we need to learn from the situations in the Old Testament here that regardless of the circumstances, we just need to keep trusting the Lord.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and He gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord. He will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord, and He'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. He will faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord. He will never.
Well, two men in the Old Testament who have a big part in God's program were Abraham and Moses. And as we mentioned, both of them ended up in God's Hebrews chapter 11, his faith chapter. Concerning Moses, we read in Hebrews 11:23, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Then at verse 24, we read, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith Moses, verse 27, forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. And then in Hebrews 11:29, we read, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are swaying to do, were drowned. Now, the Bible says here that Moses did all this by faith. Habakkuk 2 verse 4 says, the just shall live by his faith. Moses lived by his faith. Moses did not live by someone else's faith. He lived by his, and you and I will live by our faith. Now, our faith, that word means what we believe. We're living according to what we believe. So most of the time, Moses was having the victory. Faith was having the victory over feelings. But once in a while, he blew it. We find here that he got so emotionally controlled that he prayed that he might die. He said, that's it. I quit. I don't want to do this anymore. What was he doing? He was living according to his faith. If his faith was what it should have been, he's having the victory. When his faith was not what it should have been, we find him faltering. Well, we're going to talk about Abraham today. And Abraham, it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Now that takes faith. Then in Hebrews 11:9, we read, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles or in tents. That took faith. Then Hebrews 11:17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Now that took faith. Well, once again, we read in Habakkuk 2, verse number 4, the just shall live by his faith. Abraham, like Moses, lived by his faith. Abraham did not live by someone else's faith. He lived by his faith. Now, we see the same thing. When he got his eyes off the Lord, he was living by his faith, by what he believed. And what he believed at one point was that he better lie about his wife and say that she is his sister, or he might get himself killed. His faith at that point, he was living by what he believed. He had gone astray. Now, concerning Abraham, we'll look at his call, his commission, his circumstances, which triggered his condition. It triggered his thoughts and his emotions and his actions and the influence that he would have on those around him, which wasn't very good. And so when the circumstances come along, we have to determine, am I going to live by faith or am I going to live by my feelings? Faith is what we believe. Feelings is the emotional side of one's character. So we live by Bible faith or we live by faltering faith. The choice is ours. A faltering is to move unsteadily or in a way that shows a lack of confidence. Once we get looking at the circumstances that we're facing every day, we're either going to live by Bible faith or we're going to live by our faltering faith, which is taking us in a way that is unsteady, that shows a lack of confidence in the Lord. Sometimes, if we're not careful, our faith can falter when circumstances come into our lives that are contrary to our human reasoning. I don't think this circumstance should be in my life. Well, there's nothing in your life but what God allows it. Our feelings can be the enemy of our faith if we're not careful. We get to the place we do not really believe, Romans 8:28. Oh, we might quote it. Well, all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Well, yeah, all things do work together for good to them that love God, but do we really believe it? All things work together for good. Sometimes we think that should be for our good. It might be for the good of the people around us who see us glorifying God by handling our circumstances the way we should handle them and by not getting emotionally upset. We need to understand that God did not make any promises to Abraham when he left, and he made him a lot of promises, but he didn't make any promise to eliminate the stress. The stress is a state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. That's the definition of stress. Let me give it to you again. It is a state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. Abraham faced a lot of stress, and at some places, his faith did not falter when he offered his son Isaac on Mount Moriah. However, he offered his wife to the king for an adulterous affair to save his own life. That would be coming under faltering faith. We need, I think, to understand also that faltering faith is not failing faith. We find Peter had faith to walk on the water. That was great, but his faith faltered when he saw the waves. We see here at the time of the crucifixion that his faith faltered when he denied the Lord, said he never knew him. However, we do read that when Jesus rose from the dead, he said to Mary, "Tell the disciples and Peter that I am risen from the dead." And he had said previously to Peter, "When thou art converted, when you get back from your faltering faith, strengthen the brethren." And so we see Abraham's call, Hebrews 11, verse 8, he was called. It says here, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out unto a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Now, he was called. He was not called to preach. There's no sermons in the Bible that Abraham preached. He was called to be a testimony of trusting God when the circumstances came along that he didn't understand. Ephesians 4, number 1, is written to the Christians in general. It says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called." That word vocation has been translated calling 10 times. Walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called. Once again, he is talking specifically to Christians in general, not talking to someone who is called to preach. We've been called to be a testimony for our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I was preaching in a church here in Ontario, and the pastor asked me before the service, "How long have you been in full-time service for the Lord?" I said, "Well, it started on October the 7th, 1955, at about 8:30 in the evening. I was 12 years old. I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and from that very minute I have been witnessing for the Lord. I have been an ambassador for Jesus Christ." There's no such thing as not being in full-time service. You might be a pastor in full-time service doing what pastors are supposed to do. You might be a plumber in full-time service doing what Christians are supposed to do as plumbers. It doesn't make any difference. We are all called one way or another to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. So we see Abraham's call was not to preach. His call was to be a good testimony for the Lord. We see his commission. It says in Genesis 12, verse 1, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee." And again, he makes some seven promises here. Let's look at them. Verse 2, "I will make thee great. I will make of thee a great nation." Number 2, "I will bless thee." Number 3, "I will make thy name great." Number 4, "Thou shalt be a blessing." Number 5, "I will bless them that bless thee." 6, "I'll curse him that curses thee." And 7, "In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." And so we read, "So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him." Now his emotions must have come into this moment. He had to stop and think, "Now what's my wife going to think about this? We're leaving all the comforts at home to go out in the wilderness. We get the end of the driveway. She'll say, 'Where are you going?' I don't know. I'll find out when we get the end of the driveway." He knew not whither he went. He just said, "I'm going where God tells me to go." What's his wife going to think of that? What's his friends going to think of that? Never mind what they think. He's only going to do what God says to do. And so we know as Abraham traveled along, he would have lots of problems. But really his problems were not problems, they were projects. Psalm 50 verse 15 says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. See, there's the whole key right there. There's what he's called to do, to glorify the Lord. When the circumstances come along, trust the Lord, and God will be glorified through your life. Ephesians 4:1 says this, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation or the calling wherewith ye are called. And so what for? Why going to walk worthy? Because it will glorify God. So we see his call and his commission, but what about his spiritual condition? It says in Hebrews 11:7, by faith, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. By faith he did that. That's when his faith was not faltering. The word the faith, that phrase is in the Bible 42 times, but the word your faith is in the Bible 24 times, and we have said, Habakkuk 2:4 says, the just shall live by his faith. By his faith, by what we believe. And so there's no middle ground. Hebrews 10 and 38 says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. That is the mind, the will, and the emotions. Hebrews 11:1, now faith, it says, now faith. Notice the word now. It connects it with the previous verses that says the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:39, the word believe is the same word that is translated faith in Hebrews 11 and verse number 1. The just shall live by what he believes. Well, we see Abraham's circumstances, and as we said before, circumstances are simply God's stress test for us so we can figure out where we are. It's God's electrocardiogram to determine the condition of the heart. Colossians 3:15, as we've said before, let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also ye are called. We are called to have the peace of God when the circumstances might dictate we wouldn't. Now, Abraham had some of those things come into his life, so do we, and they are there to determine the condition of our heart, so we can take stock. Abraham responded in his life according to what he believed at the time. In Genesis 20 and verse number 1, we read, Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But we read in verse number 3, God came in a dream to Abimelech, said, you're but a dead man if you touch her. Well, then we see in verse number 9, Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, what hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? Well, here's the problem, Abraham said, because I thought, oh yeah, he's going to reason this out. I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And so he's saying, he's coming up with these half-truths to justify his sin. And verse 13, he goes on to say, it's God's fault anyway. It came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is thy kindness which thou shalt show me at every place whither we shall come. Say of me, he is my brother. Oh, my word. And so God's circumstances here, his electrocardiogram for Abraham to determine the condition of his heart. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 13, talking to Sarah, he said, say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. Oh, it's all about me, Sarah. So you just tell them that you're my sister, and if they want to take you and have an adulterous affair with you, well, that's okay, because it's all about my soul. It's all about my mind, my will, and my emotions. So what happened to him here? The circumstances circumstances were negative, the circumstances dictated his thoughts. His thoughts dictated his emotions, the state of mind rooted in his circumstances. And then he took these actions, which were not of God. He was going at that time by his faith, and his faith was faltering. His faith was pretty sad. Faith means what he believed at the time. What he believed was, I better take care of my own hide. I'm not trusting God on this one. In conclusion, I want to quote once again Alan Redpath, a tremendous saying that I picked up years ago when I was a teenager, and I kept this, and this is what he said, quote, there is nothing, no circumstance, no trouble, no testing that can ever touch me until first of all it has gone past God, past Christ, right through to me. If it has come that far, it has come with a purpose which I may not understand at the moment, but if I refuse to become panicky, as I lift up my eyes to Him, and as I accept it as coming from the throne of God for some great purpose of blessing to my heart, no sorrow will ever disturb me, no trial will ever disarm me, no circumstances will cause me to fret, for I will rest in the joy of what my Lord is.
I just keep trusting my Lord as I walk along. I just keep trusting my Lord, and He gives a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, He will never fail. He's a faithful friend, such a faithful friend. I can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, I just keep trusting my Lord, He will never fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, just keep trusting your Lord as you walk along. Just keep on trusting your Lord, and He'll give a song. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, keep right on trusting your Lord. A faithful friend, such a faithful friend. You can count on Him to the very end. Though the storm clouds darken the sky or the heavenly trail, just keep on trusting your Lord. He will.